Say good morning to your neighbor. Praise God. Can we turn our Bible to the book of Kings? 1 Kings chapter 8. I'm going to read verse 10. And 10 and 11. Then we'll go to what the Lord has for us this morning. 10 and 11, I read. And it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place that the crowd filled the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the crowd, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. Praise for the Lord. This month, by the grace of God, God has given us it. That say unlimited glory. And the topic I have before me this morning say dwelling in the unlimited glory of God. Praise the name of the Lord. It's like you don't hear me. He said dwelling in the unlimited glory of God. And I pray for somebody here after this service this morning, your life will never remain the same in the name of Jesus. By the grace of God, many ministers of God, they have defined glory in several ways. I will just mention one or two of them, then we'll go on. Glory is the opposite of shame. Glory is something beautiful and magnificent. Glory is a shining beauty, as a shining light. Glory is synonymous with God's presence, with God's fire. Praise the name of the Lord. You cannot separate God's presence from his glory. You see where we read, the Bible says, after the priest has ministered to the Lord, the glory of the Lord came to the priest. They could not stand to minister for it. The glory of God is power. The glory of God is powerful. You see that there are people had an encounter with this glory of God in the Bible, and their life has never remained the same. Ezekiel, in Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 10 and 13, the Bible says, Ezekiel said, he saw the glory of God like fire. Praise God. He said, the glory of God, he saw it like a revolving fire coming to the temple. That is a person that had an encounter with the glory of God. Another person that has an experience of the glory of God is Apostle Paul in Acts of the Apostles chapter 26, verse 13 to 14. He said, on his way to Damascus to persecute the church, he said, suddenly the glory of God appeared. And he said, it was stronger than the sun in a moon day. You know, those that from the north, you see how sun had heat there is, and the heat is generated by sun. And somebody is saying that the glory of God was stronger than sun. Praise the name of the Lord. When Jesus appeared, the unlimited glory of God was revealed into the life of Apostle Paul, and then he became a transformed man. He became a changed man. Of John the Apostle, in Revelation chapter 1, verse 16 to 17, he said, when he saw the glory of God, he could not stand it. It fell down as though he was dead. I'm telling you, the power of God's glory. Praise God. So when we talk about dwelling in the glory of God, what are we talking about? What is dwelling? Dwelling is just simply mean taking a shelter or a resident in a place. Psalm 91 says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So when you dwell in the secret, when you dwell in the glory of God, the secret of God is made known to you. God reveals his secret to you. Praise the Lord. So I define glory as power, as something beautiful. So dwelling in the glory means that you are dwelling in power. And I pray for somebody here. Every day of your life, you will experience the power of God in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Moses said to God, he said, show me your glory. And God said to him, no man see my glory and live. But what I will do for you is that I will cause my goodness to pass before you. Praise the name of the Lord. Dwelling in the glory of God is experiencing God's goodness. And I pray for you, you will experience goodness all the days of your life in the name of Jesus. God's glory is his goodness. When you dwell in the glory of God, you experience goodness. You experience what is called favor. You experience anointing. Peter, the Bible says his shadow was healing the sick. People have to bring sick people by the street. Where they position these people in the way that the shadow of Peter, when he's passing, it would, when overshadow them, they will be healed. That is someone that dwells in the glory of God. Praise the name of the Lord. There are so many examples that we can look. We have in the people who experience the glory of God and their lives were transformed. In Romans chapter 6 verse 4, the Bible says, Jesus Christ was raised up from dead by the glory of God. Praise God. So the glory of God has a power to bring one from the pit and set him among the princes on high. Praise God. He said, Jesus was raised up from death by the glory of the Father. Praise God. And he said, if the Spirit of God dwells in us, it will quicken our mortal bodies. Now, how do I dwell in the glory of God? How do I dwell in the glory of God? Can we turn our Bible to the book of Exodus chapter 28, verse 9 to 10. Exodus 28, 9 to 10. You see, and thou shalt take two oxen stone and grave them on the names of the children of Israel. Six of their names on one stone, and the other six names of the rest on the other stone, according to their birth. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay. What that simply means is that God instructs the children of Israel that when they appear before him, their names should be written on stones. He gives them the pattern how the names should be written. So what does that mean? That talks about intimacy, the name of the Lord. For you to dwell in the glory of God, you must cultivate the life of intimacy with God. God is a jealous God, and he doesn't want his glory to be shared with any man. So, every day we appear, Isaiah said that our names are engraved in the palms of his hand. That you find out that in Isaiah chapter 49 verse 16, that our name is engraved in the palms of the Lord. So, whenever God looks at his palms, he sees your name there. He sees our name there. That talks about intimacy. God does not want a separation from us. For us to dwell in the glory, in the unlimited glory of God, we must cultivate a life of intimacy with God. Praise God. We must live a life of intimacy with God. From the creation of the world, God craved for intimacy with his children. That's one of the instructions that he gave in the beginning. When Aaron appeared before him, that is where we read that scripture. It was instruction. He said, on the blessed plate that you are wearing, so let the name of all the children of Israel according to their tribe be written. So as he appear before God, God's name. So God doesn't want us to be far away from him. He doesn't want us to depart from him. So number two, is sacrifice. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says we should present ourselves as a living sacrifice. The glory of God is revealed after the fire of God has gone forth. Our Bible passage says that after they minister, they have ministered to the law, then the glory came. So the glory for us to review the glory of God or to remain and dwell in the glory of God, first and foremost, we must do everything to remain in his presence. Can we turn our Bible to the book of Acts of the Apostles chapter 4 verse 13? Acts 4 verse 13. He said, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were on land and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with the Lord. So number 2 point, you must first and foremost build with to experience the Lord's glory in your life. You must be with him. Then you see the disciples of Jesus, they were with Jesus. They dwell in his presence. When they came out, people know that these ones, they have been with the Lord. Another thing we are going to look at is worship. It's worship, praise and worship. Very, very important. You must live a life of worship. 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 13. Is it just like the one we read? He said, when they minister before the Lord, glory of God came. You as a person, you must spend time in the presence of praise and worship before God. Whenever we gather like this, we lift up our hands in worship. The glory of God comes down. For you to remain in the glory of God, you must live a life of worship. Praise God. You must live a life of praise and worship. Another thing that I put here is prayer. Let's turn our Bible to the book of Isaiah 66 verse 7 to 8. Isaiah 66 verse 7 to 8. He said, before she traveled, she brought forth, before her pain came, she was delivered of a man child. The next verse. He said, who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such a thing? Shall the air be made to breathe forth in a day? Or shall a nation be born at once? Say, for as soon as Zion traveled, she brought forth her children. Praise the name of the Lord. One, for you to dwell in the unlimited glory of God, must be prayerful. You see, there he said, who has seen such a thing? Who have heard such a thing? Can the nation be born at once? But he said, as soon as Zion travel, he bring forth. So for you to remain in the glory of God, you must live a prayerful life. You must live a prayerful life. He said, show me a man who glory shine brighter and brighter. I will show you a man of prayer. There are certain things that cannot happen until we pray. Praise the name of the Lord. Prayer is another thing that will help you to enjoy the glory of God. Now, what can hinder our glory? Or what can happen to man's glory? One, when a man is living in sin, the Bible says his eyes are too pure to behold iniquity. A pure God cannot romance sin. He cannot manifest himself to a man who is living sin. Samson is an example of a man who was playing with sin, and eventually his glory was taken away from him.
Samson was a child whose birth was prophesied to be great in life, to be a judge in the land of Israel. But because of his sin, that glory was thwarted. That glory was diverted. Praise the name of the Lord. He could not fulfill God's plan for his life. Sin will not allow you to experience the goodness of God. Sin will not allow you to manifest the glory of God. Sin will not allow you to experience the power of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Sins will not allow you to experience the anointing of God. Sins will not allow you to enjoy God's favor. These are God's glory. Praise God. Until you come to Jesus and surrender to him, you will not experience God's glory in your life. 2, disobedience. Disobedient to the laws of the law. The Bible says in 1 Psalm chapter 1, verse 1, he says that blessed is a man who did not. Can we look on that scripture? Psalm 1:1. Psalm 1:1. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1. Okay. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Let's go on. He said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he take day and night. Praise the name of the Lord. So disobedient, okay, let's go, that is, read the verse 3. Let's go to verse 3. He said, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in its season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That is a word for somebody here this morning. If you obey God and live by his precept, whatever you do shall prosper. Now, we are going to pray. And I want God to answer every prayer that we are going to pray. And if you are living in sin, if you are disobedient to the laws of the law, God will close his ears to your prayer. There are many people in the Bible whose glory has been stolen. There are many people whose glory has been exchanged. There are many people whose glory has been diverted. We are going to pray those prayers. And before we go that, I want you to bow down your head. If you are here and you know that in one way or the other, you have disobeyed God, God is ready to show you mercy this morning. He's ready to show you mercy this morning. Salvation is a personal thing. Leave anybody beside you, forget about that. Anybody beside you, just focus on God. As you close your eyes, see God on the throne. If you are here and you don't have an encounter with Jesus, I want you to raise up your hands. You want an encounter with Jesus this morning? I want you to raise up your hands. Surrender your life to Him. Wherever you are, just raise up your hands. God bless that hand. God bless you. Today is a day of salvation. Don't harden your heart. God is going to deliver you. God is releasing His glory upon your life. His glory will reside in your head. Please just keep the hand up. We are going to pray with you.